Governor Gavin Newsom announcing this state plan to reduce the cost of insulin at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in LA Thursday.
January 1st, we will be the first state to provide not subsidized insulin, but lower cost insulin all throughout the state of California. $11 per pen, $55 for a month's supply of this long-lasting insulin. $55 retail costs, best in the nation. Nothing comes close.
Governor Newsom frames the CalRx insulin launch as a direct challenge to Big Pharma, aiming to create competition that could drive down insulin prices nationwide.
90% of insulins in this country are in the hands of just three big companies, and they have been gouging you for years and years and years. Currently, the lowest pricing you can find is about $89, and you're seeing pricing as much as $411. Here now in California, starting in January, we'll get that down to $55.
Representing the American Diabetes Association, actress Nikita Kellum-Harris shares her experience living with diabetes since 1999.
I have given myself 67,333 insulin injections, 76,952 finger pricks. I was once out of insulin for 5 hours, and that put me in the ICU for 2 weeks. Seeing the dollar signs drop in front of insulin costs, which is literally the vial of life for millions of children and adults living with diabetes, gives me hope in humanity.
Grace Peng is a high school senior with a dad and grandma who rely on insulin daily. She speaks to the cost burden on her family.
For both of them, insulin is not optional. It's survival. Yet they each spend well over $100 each month for something they simply can't live without.
Civica is the state's contracted manufacturer for the low-cost insulin. They would be producing long-acting insulin glargine with a CalRx label in California, but the drug will be offered as Civica insulin to the rest of the country. Annetta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.